I like it.
I love it.
Sad.
Angry.
Share it.
Retweet it.
My feed.
It's that time of the week where we take a deep dive into what's grabbing people's attention online, what's trending, what's not. Joining me tonight on My Feed is TV critic for the West Australian and freelance writer Claire Rigdon. Hi, Claire.
Hi, how are you?
Good. Let's make the most of getting a TV critic on this program. I want to dive into one of the shows you're binging at the moment, and it's all about the world of high-end real estate. Let's take a listen.
The real estate market in Sydney is crazy.
It's an incredibly fast pace.
Oh my gosh.
Holy sh!
The Sydney market is the most luxury in the world. The scale of 1 to 10, I'd say we're probably at 11 right now.
Holy dooly. Tell me about this show and why you love it.
This is Lux Listings, which is one of a six-part unscripted series that Amazon Australia has commissioned. It's about a couple of very high-end real estate agents and buyer's agent who are real people in Sydney, Gavin Rubenstein and Deleen, she has a very confusing name, and a buyer's agent called Simon Cohen. And they're negotiating multi-million dollar deals on these insane harbourside properties. We're talking mega mansions worth $24 million. There's even just a tiny, teeny tiny Bondi apartment that they're selling for a cool $3 million. So they've got everything covered. It's brilliant if you're after a bit of escapist drama. I've been banging on about this on my Twitter feed, and I've had some people contact me and say, I can't believe you made me watch this show. It's terrible. It makes me feel so bad. And I'm like, well, that's kind of the point. It's like this great little escapist peek into the way the other half live. I highly recommend it, PK.
Right. So it kind of makes you feel bad because what, you realize you don't have as much money as some of these people.
Yeah, like, I don't know if you've ever taken a ferry in Sydney and just gazed at these amazing harbourside mansions and gone, who on earth has the money to live in these places? Well, the people that are these people's clients, that's who. And it's just kind of fascinating to actually get to look inside, because if you're looking at them from the road or from the harbour in Sydney, and you know, those places exist in Melbourne, in Toorak, in Perth, in Peppermint Grove, they're everywhere. But like, it's just really fascinating to get a peek inside them. And it's mind-boggling to think that people have this kind of money. Like, what do they do? How do you get that rich?
Intergenerational wealth, mate. Okay, now we've been bombarded by the Olympics coverage this past week, and while it's not for everyone, you've been kept entertained by this rather unique style of commentary. Let's take a listen.
Fantastic composure on the dingus, Eskimo in a kayak, easing him into a lobster bisque, slipped into his mother tongue there. That's quite a unique skill for Max. He's an accomplished pedestrian. Chin hammock, hands akimbo. Winding up for a spooky bassoon. 16 hamsters, called them all, Dave. Shout at your nan. What a Tuesday.
Oh, my goodness. Tell me that's not real. What sport is he commentating on?
What a Tuesday. He's commentating on that one. Now, I'm no sportsman, but it's the one where they whiz around on that big bar. Is it the parallel bars? It's a gymnastics sport?
That's good stuff.
Absolutely no idea. Mm. It's very funny. There's a guy on Twitter called Joe Tresini. He's an actor and presenter. He's also a mental health advocate. And I think the way that he's been getting him through lockdown is by he's done a few commentary videos of the Olympics. Very funny. I mean, it just kind of shows it up for the absurd kind of sport that it is. I mean, people are like, oh, why is skateboarding and BMX part of the Olympics? Well, why is a man twirling around on a curtain rail? Like, it's so weird, but it's so great. So there's a whole lot of people on Twitter just getting about doing these really funny parody commentaries. During lockdown last year, there was another ex-sports commentator who sort of found himself twiddling his thumbs when all of competitive sport got closed down in March 2020, and he just started commentating everyday life. So there's a video online of him kind of commentating these two sort of delivery men, like hauling a load of bricks up a street. There's another one where he does some commentary of his two dogs playing in the park. I mean, it really is absurd, but sometimes when you're stuck at home, all you want to do is just make yourself laugh and just revel in the ridiculousness. And, you know, I have to admit, and it's controversial, but I've not really been getting into the Olympics, but I can totally get – I know, I can totally get on board.
What's happened to you? Have you not seen the Australian swim team, my friend? They're killing it.
Look, every time I tune over, like, because I thought, I've got a 7-year-old, and I thought, you know what, let's watch a bit of Olympics. Mm. You know, we'll probably really get into that. Let's take a break from ABC Kids for a bit. And we turned it over, and there was just someone, like, in a kayak just going down some rapids and between some sticks. And I just didn't understand it. And my son was like, "What is this, Mum?" And I just looked at him and went, I don't know. And we turned it back to, you know, Shaun the Sheep, because I just didn't understand it. I'm sorry. It's very un-Australian of me, I know.
I love it. I just love that you're like, "Sorry, kid. Let's switch it over. I'm sorry I did this to you. It's never going to happen again." Yeah. So the funny commentary's your way of keeping across the Olympic action then?
Yeah, look, I've been dipping in and out. I mean, it's hard not to kind of know what's going on. Like, every time I pick up a paper, it's like the first 10 pages are dedicated to Olympics commentary. So, you know, like everyone else, I'm kind of absorbing it by osmosis. But, I'm kind of just dipping in and out via – I mean, Twitter's been quite good actually, because they've got Olympics kind of updates. So every now and again I'll just kind of get a little update on someone winning a gold. But that's about the extent of it for me.
Yeah, there's only so much you can offer the world. Now, you've been tweeting about the Perth bubble. What's the Perth bubble?
Yeah. Oh, it's just something I made up, basically.
Oh, good, perfect. Yeah. You coined it. And so what is it?
I moved back to Perth in December 2020. I was living in Melbourne for 11 years, and before that I was in London and Sydney for 8 years. And like so many other people during lockdown, I decided to completely change our lives, and we wanted to be closer to family. So we up stumps and sold our house in Melbourne and moved back. And by the time we actually got here, it was December, even though we sold our house in June. And it's this really weird, the Perth bubble is this weird thing where I came back home and it really struck me what a different life everyone over here has been living the past 18 months to the rest of Australia and the world. I mean, I think I it's pretty safe to say that my husband and I and our 7-year-old had a bit of PTSD and a bit of an eye twitch from going through lockdown last year. And we got to Perth and people were just staring at us because we kept hand sanitizing everywhere and we were like furiously checking in. And every time we got a sniffle, off to the COVID testing clinic. And everyone here was just like, "What are you doing?" Like, paranoid much? Because they escaped pretty much everything. I mean, they've had a few lockdowns this year, but they've been short and sharp.
Hey, Claire, thanks for coming on.
Thank you so much.